Morning, Greg. This is the Dave Ross Show, early edition. The general consensus seems to be that the apology wasn't enough, that Michael Richards' appearance on Letterman to apologize for his over-the-top anti-black tirade was pretty lame and just doesn't count because the word he used is just too explosive. One suggestion is that he get a celebrity with some street cred in the black community to vouch for him. So I went scouting around on YouTube, and I think I know who he needs to get.
Who's more racist, black people or white people? Black people. You know why? Because we hate black people, too.
That's right. Chris Rock. Chris Rock has figured out a way to use the exact same word, and don't worry, I will beep it. Use the exact same word, and not only does he keep his audience, they are paralyzed with laughter.
Can't go to a movie the first week and come out. Why? Because niggas are shooting at the screen. Boy, I wish they let me join the Ku Klux Klan. Kid, I do a drive-by from here to Brooklyn.
And the audience has never heard anything so funny. In the next part of the routine, he even jokes about the songs they sing.
It's just ignorant. Love being a singing about ignorance. I heard some song the other day. It's the first of the month. It's a singing welfare carol. On the first day of welfare, my true love gave to me. I wish you a merry welfare and a happy food stand.
Crowd loves it. Maybe it's the timing. So anyway, I think if Michael Richards can get Chris Rock to vouch for him, that might help the apology process. Plus, while Chris is there, Richards can apologize to him personally for essentially trying to steal his act. This is Dave Ross. I'll be back at 9 with the Dave Ross Show on News Radio 710 Cairo.